Well, tall like a snake. Absolute ripper. These guys somehow preceded by the reputation. You can just see he's getting a bit of a flattened neck. They flatten their neck out when they get cranky. If I stand back, you can see now he's not chasing me, he just wants me to leave him alone. If I get too close, he'll flatten his neck out and give a defensive pose. Tiger snakes are actually, despite what everyone will tell you, they're quite placid by nature, but they just get they get disgruntled very easily because they've got really poor senses. He knows I'm here, so he's fine. He just wants to get away. And that's what he's doing very, very well. There he goes. Under that log. That tiger snake knows, because he knows I'm here, he's not going to chase me and he's not going to try to attack me. But tiger snakes have got really poor senses, which means that a lot of the time they don't know you're there. And you walk along like this, you put your foot down near it, then it jumps up and flattens its neck out. And people say, oh, it was so cranky and so aggressive. But it's because they're startled. If you see a tiger snake, just let it know you're there. Stamp your feet, just roll something along the ground. Give it a bit of space to get out of the way. And the old tiger snake is pretty harmless. And that was an absolutely beautiful specimen. The main thing to remember with tiger snakes, unlike brown snakes that can see you coming from a long way away and get out of the way, tiger snakes don't know that you're coming until you're almost on top of them, and that's why they've got that really bad reputation. He was an absolute beauty.